This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Senate of the United States spent its day today debating whether or not to keep the government open come next Tuesday. But in the never-ending game of three-dimensional chess that is Washington at budget time, there is another arguably more important deadline looming the middle of October and the federal debt limit. So let's do a little what-if here, shall we? Just how creative can Washington get with its outstanding balances due? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has the story.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says come October 17th, he'll only have about $30 billion in cash on hand. Sounds like a lot, but Treasury can pay out $60 billion in just one day. So what does Lew do? Steve Bell is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. He says Treasury would just pay its bills late as money came in from taxes. Say it owes $40 billion on a Monday, and it doesn't have the money until Tuesday.
They will then pay all of Monday's debts. And then they'll start accumulating more cash so that at some point during that week they can pay Tuesday's debts.
Of course, you can only do that so long before you get really behind on your bills. And Treasury writes 80 million checks a month. There's another option, prioritize. Maybe make Social Security and defense payments first. But Treasury isn't sure it has the authority to do that because the Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse. Nancy Vanden Houten is an analyst at Stone McCarthy.
Congress decides what programs are funded and what benefits are funded and at what levels.
There's another idea out there, and the Treasury Department might find it quite appealing. Ignore Congress. Ignore the debt ceiling. Economist Paul Vanderwater is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Treasury's other option is just to go ahead and borrow anyway. That would be a very real possibility.
Because the Constitution says the government has to pay its debts. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.